Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
This is for all my note takers in the house. Hallelujah. If you're a note taker, now's the time to pull out your pen, sharpen your pencil, get your notebooks, your notepad, because it's going to go quick. I aim to preach the Word of God or teach the Word of God so that when you leave, you can go and live it. I aim to equip you. That's the whole purpose of empowerment, to equip you with strategy, to equip you with knowledge, revelation, to equip you with wisdom so that when you leave out of this presence of the line, when you leave outside of the presence of your fellow believers in Christ, you now are equipped to make better decisions. You're equipped to now turn away from evil. You're equipped to discern what is good and what is evil. Hallelujah. What is the perfect will of God? That's my only goal right now, and that's the only goal of any preacher who preaches the word of God. It is to equip you to make a decision. What is that decision? To follow God's way, to follow his commandments, to do things according to his perfect will, not your own. You are going to always be at a disadvantage if you try and handle things in your own limited logic. If you think you got it all under control, you're going to find yourself always being streaming. Let's say they always say paddling up a stream without a paddle. You're going to always have it a little bit harder because you recognize that there are some things, a lot of things, we just aren't equipped to do. So it's going to take the impartation of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows all, to give us the wisdom so that we can avoid many heartbreaks, many heartbreaks. I always tell people there's two ways to learn. There's either the way to learn by way of a mentor or by way of mistake. You can learn the easy way. You know, they always say we can do this the easy way or the hard way. Well, what's the easy way? To learn by way of people, to learn by way of a mentor. What's the hard way? To learn by way of a mistake or to learn by way of a mishap, to learn by way of pain. I don't know about you, but if God was giving me an opportunity to learn, which one would I choose? I'm going to tell you that I choose by way of listening to a mentor, and I'm going to choose by way of listening to people so that I don't have to learn by my mistake and I don't have to learn by way of pain. It sets me up. It uses time. I waste my resources when I make a mistake. I know some of us have made many mistakes. I know I have. The reason why I have a strong passion against, like some of you all have seen when I've been on Parab and also on my status, even preaching on here, I said I'm raging a war against stupidity. I'm personally declaring war against ignorance, because it took me to make so many mistakes, and it took me to make and learn through pain that I said I don't want other people to go down the road that I went through. A lot of my mistakes were avoided because even as a child, the Lord has always given me the gift of observing. But not just observing, but learn through my observation. So I saw a lot of mistakes that were being done in the church, outside of the church, with people's marriages, how they raised their kids. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to do that. I like that idea. Maybe I'll incorporate that in my life. I don't know, but I like this. I was picking and choosing, and I was seeing their results. For people that have made certain decisions, I was able to observe and say, you know what, they got a good result from that. So if they got a good result, maybe I should try and do that too. And that's how a wise person observes. You don't impress me when you say, I'm an observer. God has given me the gift to observe. Anybody can observe, but what do you learn from it? What
That's
do you
right.
implement after you observe? What do you implement after you observe? So let's talk about today. Let's talk about fools. Let's talk about stupidity. Let's talk about fools. Let's talk about fools. Let's talk about how to recognize a fool. Because I know we talk a lot about wisdom on this line. We talk about wisdom and knowledge and revelation. But I want to make sure that you're balanced, that you're not just running after wisdom, 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 but then now you're failing to recognize a fool. So let's talk about recognizing a fool. The wise recognize fools. If you're a wise person, if you are a pursuit of wisdom. I don't necessarily like to say I'm a wise person, but I can say that I'm a student of wisdom because I have not arrived. I mean, I'm just sucking on pebbles compared to the mountain ahead of me when it comes down to learning wisdom. But I'm on this pursuit. I'm ever a student of learning, always learning. My husband will tell you, I always got a book in my hand. I'm always researching. I'm always questioning so that I can get down to, the Bible says, and all I get and get an understanding so I can get to the bare basis of an understanding. So the wise recognize fools. Fools are everywhere.
Amen.
Fools are everywhere. Fools are everywhere. We can agree with that. There are fools in the educational institution. There are fools in the world of religion. There are fools in the political arena and even among your relatives. Uh-oh, I might be stepping on some toes, but yes, even on you all on the line, some of you all, as I go through what is a fool, you might recognize, wow, I am a fool in that area. And I'd rather you recognize that you're a fool today than go ahead and be blind in that area and make grave mistakes. Spend more of your time, more of your resources, because no one told you that you were a fool in that area. So it's time to take notes. It's time to make yourself a base. Get rid of pride. Now is not the time to say, I don't do that. That isn't for me. Now is the time to have an open heart to recognize what you are a fool in. Some of you all might be a fool in every area that I'm going to talk about. Some of you all might be a fool in just this one area. Whatever it is, receive it, own it, be accountable for it, repent of it, and move forward in that way of wisdom. The only way to combat foolishness is by acting in wisdom. Let's talk about what do fools do. Amen. What do fools do? Fools break your focus. How can you identify a fool? A fool is anybody that breaks your focus. Put it like this. We have 200 people, almost 300 people teaching on a certain topic, a certain theme, and up pops a fool asking a random question, saying something totally off topic, coming to break my focus or my husband's focus from training you all who have come on there to really feed and really be encouraged. A fool is anyone that would get on this line and probably do something disruptive to try and break my focus. We've had that in the past, not recently. But when we first started having these empowerment calls back in 2012, we had fools come on the line to try and break our focus. But God blessed us where we were able to elevate the software we were using, so now we could block people. Now we could mute them. And that was a blessing so that now the fools didn't get the victory and they weren't successful.
Amen.
But I thank God that now God has blessed us. He removed those fools, and he's given us people who are ready to receive. I know you all aren't here to break our focus. I know you all aren't on here to try and persuade us to go another way. You're here to learn. You're here to be make yourself a base so you can learn and learn how to grow and develop your relationship with God. Fools waste valuable time and energy. I'll repeat that. Fools waste valuable time and energy. Valuable time and energy. That's another reason why I've waged against war against foolishness, because I don't have time to waste. And a poor person, an impoverished person would think that the most valuable currency they have is their money. And I can see why an impoverished mindset would think that. They think the most valuable currency they have is money. I don't want to waste money. I don't want to hoard money. I want to save money. And that's a good thinking, I guess. But let me tell you something. I have a wealthy mindset. I have a prosperity mindset. And the mindset of a prosperity person, the most valuable currency that a prosperous person can have is their time. It isn't their money. It's their time. Because the time can be spent doing prosperous things that will reward them with finances or reward them with relationships or reward them with all other types of rewards. So if you waste my time, you're messing up the whole spectrum. You're messing up people who I could be talking to, people who I could be praying for, people who I could be investing in and partying in. You're messing up all types of things. I could have spent that time doing videos and writing books, but if you waste my time, you wasted valuable time and energy. What else do fools do? Fools slow your life down. Some of you all might say, uh-oh, that was my last relationship. Some of you all have wasted your life on a fool, have wasted your life on some type of relationship that has slowed your life down, some type of activity that has just slowed and halted your life when you got into contact with that person. So be careful of that. What else do fools do? Fools rob you of precious moments. fools rob you of precious moments. Precious moments. Precious moments. Moments that you can't get back. That's what fools do. They rob you. They're thieves. I want everybody on the line to repeat after me. I am. Not a fool.
Not a fool.
That's right. That gives God praise right there. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
We have
hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Even right now. So what do I want to do? I want to accomplish one thing. I just want to give you some facts right now today. I always tell people, go to bed a little bit wiser than when you awoke. So the amount of level of knowledge that you awoke, now let's increase that throughout the day. So if you all listen to what I have to say, if you take notes, and if you're not in a position to take notes, that is A-OK. It is being recorded, so you can listen back to the playback number. So let's understand this. I want to give you some facts, a few of them. I have many, many, many facts about fools. Let's see if I can get through them all. If not, I get to the most important ones. Let's talk about fact number one. A fool is anyone who despises wisdom, instruction, and correction. I'll repeat that. A fool is anyone who despises wisdom, instruction, and correction, especially if it's from a proven mentor, someone who's been successful in that area, someone who has already produced fruit. You know, the Bible says you know them by their fruit. So if somebody's trying to tell you about a certain area, let's say how to be successful in a marriage, and their marriage is successful for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, why wouldn't you want to hear what they have to say? But instead, you'll run and you'll lend your ear to your girlfriend or your guy friend who hasn't had a successful relationship in 10 years. That's a fool. That is a fool. You know why? The Bible tells me that. This isn't just a prayer. See, what I love is that when I talk, it's not a prayerology. It's not a prayer ideology. This is the word of God. And I can tell you in Proverbs 1 and 7. Proverbs 1 and 7, it talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wow. Boom. Drop the mic. That's what the Bible says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. God is wisdom. God is instruction. God is correction. So anybody that runs from it is considered, according to biblical and scripture standards, a fool. That's why we can say it, because we got the word of God backing us up. We have to identify fools so that we know now how to go forward and not invest our time with fools. Another fact, a fool is anyone who attempts to destroy the reputation of a proven champion through lying and misrepresentation. Let me repeat that. A fool is anyone who attempts to destroy the reputation of a proven champion through lying and misrepresentation. Somebody repeat after me. I am not a fool.
I am not a fool.
Amen. I believe you. Anybody that is subject to slander, anybody who slanders another person who has been proven to be a champion is a fool. You know why? Because the Bible says it. Bam, let me give you the word. Proverbs 10 and 18. The Bible says in Proverbs 10, 18, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Wow. I'm dropping scriptures on here that you probably have not been familiar with. The Bible speaks strongly against foolishness. The Bible speaks strongly against fools. Hear me well. Another fact about a fool. A fool is anyone who refuses to depart from evil, even though corrected. So even though we've talked to you, even though that your mentor has talked to you, even though you've been preached against the wrong or evilness you're doing, because you refuse to depart from it, God is saying that that is a fool. Why? Because the Bible tells it. Proverbs 13:19 says, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. That's the word of God. If you don't depart from evil, it's considered an abomination unto the Lord. So what evil is in your life that you are refusing, even though you know it's wrong? Got a potty mouth. Love to curse. Use profanity. Some of you are the Lord showed me you struggle with that. Why would you want curses? It's even called a cursed word. Why would you want curses when the Bible strictly says we have power, life, and death in our tongue? Why would you knowingly want to continue to promote curses out of your mouth, the biggest weapon that we have? Depart from evil. You don't, the Bible says this is abomination. What evil have you, what are you doing in your life that you know that you need to stop? Presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. What were you doing last night? What are you shameful of? What are you repenting of today because you had an uh-oh moment on last night? What relationship are you in? You know he's not saved. You know he's not thinking about the Lord. But you are just so desperate. What are you still tied to that God is saying, let go? What habit are you connected to that is literally slowing your life down? You know, we're talking about how to recognize fools, but sometimes we ourselves can be that fool that I'm talking about, and we ourselves can slow our own self down. This is how we talk to people when they come to us. They say, Apostle April, Apostle Andrew, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get a breakthrough, but it won't happen. Well, what do? We pull out the checklist, the fool's checklist. Let's see if we can find you on this checklist, because if you have any foolishness or if you have any fool mentality, it can stagnate, if not even block, your breakthrough. I know this is tough teaching. Some of you all been in church for 20, 30 years. Some of you all been in church for 10 years, and nobody's even preached this to you. All you kept hearing was how Jesus walked on water. God has said, I know what I did. I know I walked on water. I get that. He said, but it's time to equip the people of God to teach them how not to be a fool.
Come on now. Amen.
There's a lot of preachers today that are giving the people of God, a lot of cliches on today. There's a lot of preachers and ministers that are giving them a whole bunch of, he'll pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. Yeah, but once your feet are on solid ground, how do you become prosperous? How do you live a victorious life? We teach something different here in KCI.
Amen.
We teach kingdom. We teach common sense. We teach wisdom. We teach you how not to be a fool, how to recognize a fool, so that you have nobody to blame when you hooked up with the wrong person, when you chose to be vulnerable with the wrong friend, and they turned around and took your secret and spread it across the social media site. When things like that happen, you have the audacity to want to say, the devil don't like me. It's just an attack. No, it was from your own stupidity and your lack of wisdom.
Jesus.
Sometimes we give Satan too much power and we blame too much on Satan. We don't take accountability.
Yes, we do. Amen.
We don't take accountability. And I'm good at that. Matter of fact, I love doing that. I love doing it with my own life. I love taking ownership with my own life. I say, you know what? I'm going through this because this was my decision. Nobody put a gun to my head to make that decision, and this is the consequence of it. That's what I do to you all when you come to me, when you come to Apostle Andrew, when you want to complain about your deadbeat baby daddy. We say, well, who in the world forced you to open up your legs to conceive a child?
Amen.
So now you want to blame Satan because of a decision you made a few years prior. You knew he was a no-good daddy. You knew he had the characteristics of being a slacker. You knew that he was a lazy. You knew he was a pimp. He was looking at other women while you were still sleeping with him that night. So what in the world would make you think that he would be faithful to you now?
Wow.
Thank you.
Can I just talk to you? Because this is what I do get. See, I know my distinct difference. My distinct difference is that I'm raw with it. I'm raw and I'm real with it. And I do it with class and I do it in love. But I'll make sure that when you leave my presence, you're going to be a little bit wiser. You're going to be a little bit more at least awakened to accountability. Now, whether you go forward in wisdom, that's your decision. But guess what? I sleep easy at night because I recognize that all that day, whoever I prayed with, called, whatever, whoever I've spoken with, they got the realness of it. They got the rawness of the word of God. They know exactly what God is expecting from them. Let's get back to it. What is a fool? What's another fact about a fool? A fool is anyone who does not take the danger of sin seriously. Proverbs 14:9, it talks about that. It says, fools make a mock at sin. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous, there is favor. There is favor. See, people want to say, I want more favor of God. I said, the word of God tells you where there's favor. The word of God would definitely show you where and how to get favor. That's one right there. You add more favor to your life when you make not a mockery of sin. When you take it seriously and you take a warning that the preacher, a pastor, a prophet, or evangelist warns you about it. When we talk to you and we talk to you on these videos and we say, this and this is happening, pray for the city, this bombing is going to happen, death is here, we see another death, pray for your elderly, pray for your nephews, pray. I see a firstborn being killed. See, fools, they'll mock that and say, haha, whatever, I'm covered with the blood, I'm whatever. No, let me tell you something. Whether you think you're covered with the blood or not, God uses his prophets. He used to talk to Moses. He said the firstborns will be killed. He said, mock your door. He said, but listen, and those that made a mockery and didn't do it, didn't cover their posts with the blood, guess what? They firstborn were killed. It wasn't all the Pharaoh family. It wasn't all the Pharaoh family. I hope nobody's preaching that to you. Only Pharaoh and his kingdom died, their firstborns? No. Trust me, it was plenty of the Israelites' firstborns as well who didn't take it serious.
Right.
Let's talk about another fool. Another type of fool. A fool is anyone who reveals confidences that should be kept private. This is a good one. I don't know. This is part of my thing. When people show you who they are, please believe them.
Yep.
Please don't make excuses for them. Believe them. If they call themselves your friend, and I don't even want to go down what is a friend. I think we all know on the very basic level what is a friend. And they are supposed to be people who you're confiding in, but then you realize that they have now told your business to 17 other people. They've written a book about you. They've posted it on Facebook. All of that. Come on now. Why would you make an excuse and say, oh, it's okay. You know, they didn't mean it. They were just trying to. No, that's a fool.
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 14:33, for my note takers, Proverbs 14:33, he said, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. In other words, wisdom, people who you confide in who have wisdom, who have a little ounce of wisdom that God has given them, they know how to keep stuff to their chest. Keep it to your chest. Hold it to your chest, as they say. But the fools, everything that you tell them in a heart-to-heart conversation is being made known. As soon as you leave their presence, they get on the speed dial and say, woo-wee, child, do you got a few minutes? I just got off the phone. My God. And before you know, now 17 people know about your business and counting. That's a fool.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.